Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Friday, June 14th, and we are blessed to have the founders of Three Chords Academy, a biblically-centered private Christian micro school. That's a new term for me. We're going to be asking about that here in a second. Located right here in Carrollton, Georgia. We have Mandy Donovan, Mike Frost, our very own Katie Kilgore that we've had on the show several times. I say several, maybe a few hundred. As well as she's a veteran of Community Voice, as well as her husband and co-founder, Micah Kilgore. And we're here to chat about Three Chords Academy and get right into it. So we aren't live streaming this morning. However, if you would like to check out a video presentation of our of this morning's program, be sure to check out the footage, which will be uploaded to the Three Chords Academy Facebook. And you can check out our guests and see how beautiful we all are. I mean, you can't beat it. Let's jump right into it. Katie, tell us who you are. Well, actually, let's start this way. Let's start with Micah. Let's go around. Everybody, give us a brief history of you. Tell us who you are, and then we'll bring it back to Katie to talk more about the school.
Gotcha. We'll keep it short and simple and let Katie do most of the talking. My name's Micah. I'm part of the founding family of Three Chords Academy. Coached, teached, pastored through the years, teached. Yeah, you know, we're starting off well. You know, come to our school. We'll teach you a few things. But happy to be a part of it. I'll be teaching Bible and doing various other things just as Katie tells me to. I do that well after 22 years of marriage. So
Awesome. Well, we'll throw it over to Katie.
Good morning, Josh. I'm Katie Kilgore, and good to see you always.
Great to see you.
Goodness, we're so excited about what we're doing, and I'll jump into that in a minute, but this is part of our team, our whole team. We're missing Connie this morning, but six of us who are joining forces to launch Three Chords Academy, and we'll share more about what that looks like. I get the joy of teaching, leading, guiding our kiddos every day. So I'll be in the trenches with them, and I'm just super pumped about what that looks like. So,
awesome. All right, let's throw it over to Mike Frost.
My name's Mike Frost. My wife is Connie Frost. We'll be helping with some of the elective classes that the school has. We have a farm out in Winston, and we're going to teach some of the kids some of the stuff about farms, too. So that's us.
All right, then.
Good morning. Mandy Donovan, and I'm here with Chris Donovan, who's not going to be on with us, but he's hiding out in the background. I will definitely be part of the volunteer supporting Katie however she needs, because typically that's what my job is and role is. I'm room mom and creative and do all the fun activities for the kids.
True.
And then Chris definitely comes to help with more of our marketing, our website. He's our technical guru in the background for all of us.
Awesome. Well, Katie, tell us about Three Chords Academy. This is a new project, so lay it on us.
New project, yes. So, gosh, where do I start? Three Chords Academy, God just kind of started placing this in our hearts almost a year ago, And the six of us, and I'll give more background later, but the six of us just started praying together. What does this look like? Of course, at the moment, we had no idea it was called Three Chords Academy or where it was going. We just knew that our hearts were leading us to something new and different to offer to our kids, but also to kids here in the surrounding area. And so as we started praying together, God just continued to lead us down, hey, I want you to try this or think about this. And so just to give you a little bit more background, Josh, the last year I've had the opportunity to be in training with the Forest School over in Fayetteville at Trilith. And I had no idea. That's why I was going there to train for this adventure. But that's how the Lord has worked it out. And so I just want to give them a shout out, my buddies over at Forest, and how they have trained and worked with me this year and encouraged and loved us as a team. We've actually gone through a couple of their institute courses, which is pretty amazing for specifically for self-directed learning. So our goal after the first goal being that we want our kids to love Jesus and follow him and be obedient to him. The next one is we want our kids to flourish and grow for who they are. And so one of the ways that we want to do that is through self-directed or learner-driven. There's all kind of terms out there, kind of buzzwords for this type or this model of learning. And so it does give a lot of autonomy to the students to learn as they fail, to have opportunities to fail, to then grow. And for us to be there, the six of us, to support them as they make those choices and learn through those choices. So that's a big piece of what we're doing. And then to kind of take that further, as Mike mentioned, being on the farm is hands-on learning, so experiential learning, being able to go to the farm and learn woodworking, which Mike's sitting on a bench over here that one of our kiddos actually made. And then just getting out in the world and learning from experiences. So that's kind of another component of what we're doing, is that experiential learning piece.
Excellent. Now, so that's kind of the mission of the organization, is to give these kids the opportunity mm-hmm. to have this incredible education. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you guys have like the mission written out? Like, I wasn't sure if you had that with you.
We do have the mission written out. I do not have it memorized. You're putting me on the spot. But we will pull that right up on our website, threechordsacademy.com. So we'll throw that out there. Mission, vision, core values. Yes, our team has worked so hard to really pray about what all of that looks like so that we can share with Carroll County and the world, hey, this is what is in our heart. And now you can kind of see it on our website as to what our goals are. Even our graduate outcomes are there on our website. And I don't have all of that memorized yet, but it has come to all of us through lots of prayer, lots of time together, hours and hours and hours and hours of meetings that our kids are like, are y'all meeting again? What are y'all doing? You know, yeah, we are. We are meeting again about this. So we've worked really hard to put everything kind of there as a structure. We still don't have all the answers, but we're going for it, and we'll just pivot when we need to and grow together, because it's all about learning for us as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Mandy, I got to ask. We chatted a bit before the program. In the sheet here, I saw that the word framily, and I was curious because at first I thought, is this a typo?
I know.
Mandy, tell us about framily.
Yeah, I think I started referencing that about our group probably about a year or two ago.
Mandy Donovan original.
I don't know. Yes, it's trending now, so I should get licensing for it. But what essentially it is it is a friends that have chosen to become family. And at that point, and it's one of the things, the reason why we did the family is because friends just doesn't seem enough for this group and what we have between all three of our families. And honestly, I think Mike has always kind of sort of put it best, like, these are our people. Like, at the end of the day, if the cards are down, if you're going to start a new school, these are the ones that you want beside you doing good. And that's essentially what the family is.
Yep.
Excellent. So let's throw it over to Mike Frost, cousin of Jack Frost. Mike, if you could, tell us about why the name Three Chords?
Robert was my uncle, by the way. We are taking the road not taken.
Yeah.
Three Chords Academy. Ecclesiastes 4:12 is a verse that we really kind of stand on. And that talks about where two or more are gathered together and they're entwined, that three cords will not be broken. It won't be quickly broken. So like the family, we're not friends. We're so close. We're family. We're not family biologically, but spiritually we are. And we're intertwining together to form this school. And we're asking other parents that feel the same way to come along with us.
Excellent. All right. Well, before we take our first commercial break, let's throw it back to Katie Kilgore. I'd love to leave listeners before we take the break with the mission of the organization, Three Chords Academy.
I got you, Josh. Okay. Three Chords Academy is dedicated to nurturing the whole child by providing a Christ-centered education that empowers students to grow spiritually, academically, and personally. There it is.
There it is.
All the hard work right
Three
there.
Three Chords Academy right there. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the founders of the Three Chords Academy, Micah Kilgore, Katie Kilgore, Mandy Donovan, and Mike Frost. And a shout out to Chris Donovan right behind us here, who is catching some video that will be uploaded to the Three Chords Academy Facebook later in the day after the program. We'll take our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. Community Voice, Friday, June 14th, and we are chatting with the founders of Three Chords Academy, a biblically centered private Christian micro school located right here in Carrollton, Georgia. We got Micah Kilgore, Katie Kilgore, Mandy Donovan, and Mike Frost, and handling video, it's Chris Donovan, Mandy's husband, and he is going to be capturing some audio of this morning's program that will be uploaded to Three Chords Academy Facebook later in the day after the program. So let's throw it over to Micah. Micah, just before we get to this first point here, I did want to reiterate for people who might just be tuning in. Every time I say micro school, I can't assume everybody knows what that is. So before we get into these next points, could you remind listeners what a micro school is?
Yeah, it's just a group of like-minded people coming together in a different environment, typically kind of small, which is what we are. And that's our goal. Our goal is to not explode into something huge. Obviously, we want growth in the future, but we want to, as we've put it, mess up small and learn and be able to actually address things that we go, oh, we need to adjust this a little bit, because as you kind of the beast grows, it's harder and harder to do that. So it's just a pocket of like-minded people that want to learn a little bit differently. Still solid education, you know, all the core things, but just done a little differently.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about why is now a good time for something like Three Chords Academy?
Well, for us specifically, most of our kids were going into middle school. Our youngest is not yet. She still will be going into second grade. But our group that kind of has been together since pre-K, they're going into middle school. And that's 5th to 6th, and 8th to 9th is a natural transition time anyway, where a lot of people kind of look at, is it time to make a move? Do we need something different? I went from one school system to another at 5th to 6th. My son did the same. And so I think that just kind of birthed some conversations that were natural. And then we were like, okay, our kids need something different. We really noticed, like, we were frustrated with their frustration, if that makes sense, of busy work, of good, solid education, you know, a safe place for them to be. But it's like, it's just we need something else. And so when we looked, we're like, there's nothing there. And so it kind of became clear, like Katie said, we met in our backyard in our outdoor pavilion and just prayed for hours and talked and dreamed. And we've still got the notes of all those things. It's so fun to go back and look at. But it was like, okay, God's telling us to do something, not just like, well, hope something better is out there, is to actually do something. And so the more we talked and the more we researched, it's like, okay, here it is. And then our church has generously come alongside and agreed to support us in space and anything else we ask for. You know, they're allowing us to share their space. And so it just kind of made sense. It was like, all right, we're really doing this.
It's a match made in
heaven. Are we doing this? Or yeah, we're really doing this. And, you know, then as the year kind of went on, it was like, we're doing this. It kind of went from that question to, yes, this is the right time, and let's go for it.
Absolutely. So before we throw it back over to Katie, tell us a bit more about the church.
Okay, our church is Center Church. It's located here in Carrollton. We're really small. Seems to be a theme there, but that's actually biblically instructed too, the idea of kind of like a house church, and that's where it started. Was kind of like a micro church. The other day, Mike goes, wait, Micah, we're a micro church too. And it's like, yeah, we are. And it just kind of followed in with that. And so Center Church has been in existence for 8 years. We've been in our current location about six and started in a house, went to another homeschool co-op. They met in their building for a while. They were generous enough to let them use it. And so they've just been very supportive. And kind of in a cool way, as we've seen this begin to flourish, we've also kind of seen some growth within our church. People have started to come alongside us there. So we're a different church. Different seems to be the theme, but that's okay. That's not a bad thing. There's so many people that need to hear about Jesus and so many kids that need a different kind of education. So that's us.
Dig it. Well, let's throw it over to Katie Kilgore. Katie, so we talked a bit about a micro school. Feel free to hit that again, because, you know, repetition, that's the goal. Like, we, you know, this gets these words burn into our minds here. And for listeners, you know, this is a pretty new term. One more time, let's hit what a micro school is. And let's talk about this micro school network. I think it's really cool that there's already, kind of an established network of partnering organizations.
Yeah, for sure. So a micro school can look a lot of different ways. They can have a specific niche or, overarching theme, maybe science or art or, there can be that piece of a micro school, but it is an intentionally small learning environment where kids, a lot of times it's mixed age learning. So in our case, we will have a mixed age learning environment. They will also have opportunities to be within their age groups, but it's a mentor-mentee kind of situation, which we all know that works. Older kids mentoring younger kids, and sometimes younger ones mentoring older ones too, but I'm thinking about our daughter. So the mixed age environment, intentionally small. So you usually have like the teacher to student ratio is a very small number. And again, it just kind of depends on what niche or niche you're kind of going for. And again, for us, you know, that Christ-centered environment is really important for us. And then into the education piece, it's that student-driven, giving them autonomy to learn and grow in kind of their own way, with some guidance from us as the adults, and asking questions. Hey, let's set some goals for this week. You know, what kind of things do you want to work on? But have you considered that you haven't done your math in 2 days? You know, that kind of thing. So we're there to guide and help them along. And then there will be some learning time that is where we all study politics together. We all know we're in an election year, so that's on our agenda for the very first coming into the school year, is to do a whole session or unit or block on politics and U.S. history and government. So the kids know what is all this? You know, why do we have all these signs everywhere? You know, what's going on? Hopefully we're going to be able to visit a local precinct, so the kids can see how that operates. So again, that kind of experiential learning, hands-on learning, critical thinking is huge. To let them think for themselves. So that's kind of micro school in a nutshell. Go look it up. I encourage folks to go look it up, because there's a lot out there.
Yeah, check out this network. You know,
so that's what I was going to segue to. So the National Micro Schooling Center, I'm giving them a shout out. I'm so excited that we're a part of this center. They're out in Las Vegas. founded by Ashley and Don Soifer. I hope I said their name correctly. About during COVID, actually, is when they launched the National Microschooling Center. And basically, it is just a center for resources for small schools like us to be able to gain access to curriculum, to be able to troubleshoot things that are happening, whether it's on the business side of the school, because after all, this is a business, a nonprofit, but a business. And so there's going to be questions that we have that we need help with. And so that's what they are in existence for. We have a Facebook forum that we can go in and just chat and ask questions. I actually have a call scheduled with them next Friday to go through some curriculum and scheduling and things of that nature. I've already had a couple of calls a few weeks ago that they're just supporting us, kind of from a distance being in Las Vegas, but also just the membership network, where, again, we can get resources and training. They have training opportunities where we can learn all about microschooling. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's something I had no idea was even out there until about a year ago. Again, going to forest school and my eyes kind of being open to this newer idea of the one-room schoolhouse, which is not a new idea, right? So it's kind of a revolutionary idea here, bringing this back to that one-room schoolhouse idea. So,
well, I feel like this is a good time to mention the stool in the room. There is kind of like an elephant in the room. You mentioned an old time
elephant. I'm the elephant on the stool.
Yeah, it's a strong stool. If you could tell us a bit about this, stool.
Go ahead, Mike.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
The elephant
well,
in the room.
Well, our four kids, had some time off at school, and we decided to do a trial of Three Chords Academy. So one of them was come to the farm, and I have a full woodworking shop, and we brought the kids in there, and they actually helped take the pieces of the chair. You know, we measured them and everything, and they built a chair that they could take home. So one of these things is, you know, the shop class is something that is not in schools hardly anymore, and it's not hands-on. One of the boys that was in the class that particular day had never, ever worked with tools. And he said, "Can I turn on the planer?" I'm like, "Yeah." He hit the on button, and I said, "And then you will be using it." And you should have seen his eyes light up. Mm. And then when they were all three sitting around waiting for their parents to pick them up, it was like, what's our next project going to be? And between the projects, we went out and did an Indronery class. I'm not going to say that right. a tree identification, a species identification with, you know, what they were doing. So this was a pine, and this is a pine tree. This is how you identify a pine tree. This is how you identify a white oak, a red oak, and different trees. So it's fun, but it's teaching them deeper learning, okay? We want them to understand why they're filling out this sheet. Okay, or why they're doing what they're doing. That's important. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a child that's excelling in math, but he has trouble with reading, and he's in the fourth grade, but maybe he's got fifth or sixth grade math skills, but his reading is, you know, at the verge of, you know, not being where it should be, he can excel in his math, and we can bring him up in his reading. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that really lights my fire about the school, is because we're not holding any child back from where they can excel, mm-hmm. and we're bringing them up to where they need to be.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That's so good.
Well, we're going to go and take our second commercial break, but when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the founders of Three Chords Academy, a biblically centered private Christian micro school, Katie Kilgore, Micah Kilgore, Mandy Donovan, and Mike Frost. After we hear a word from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Friday, June 14th. Time is 8:54 a.m. I'm your host, Josh Engel. A video is being taken this morning of our program with Three Chords Academy, and it will be uploaded to Three Chords Academy's Facebook later today. So be sure to go check that out. If you have any questions or comments for the Three Chords crew, feel free. You guys can have that, the TCC. Feel free to throw that into their comments, and I'm sure they'll be happy to answer any of those questions. So let's throw it back over to Micah Kilgore. Micah, take us through what a day at TCA looks like.
Well, our schedule's a little bit different. We're going to meet Monday through Thursday, and we'll use Fridays for service projects, field trips, virtual learning days, things like that. We'll start about 9 o'clock. I've been a proponent of that for years. No one ever listened to me, but that's okay. So now we're going to try it. We'll be 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 4 days a week. And the morning will be our academic portion where we'll cover your core stuff, math, ELA, reading, do some Spanish, things like that. And then our afternoons will be a lot of what Mike's already talked about. It'll be our electives, your PEs, your arts, your things like that. But the big piece of that will be what we're calling blocks. We'll change our, into instead of like 16 or 9 week, things like that, it'll be 5 to 6 week blocks where we'll learn different things. We'll start with an engineering block first. Then we'll go into, like Katie mentioned, U.S. history, politics, election, you know, very specific there. And we're going to bring in what we are calling experts. So if you know us, get ready. You're probably about to get a phone call. My dad specifically will come in for engineering. He is an engineer. And so we're going to take advantage of the things that we have at our disposal. And everyone we've talked to so far is like, oh my gosh, this is great. We'd love to be a part of it. And so they'll come in, we'll have what we'll call a block 4 times a week. So we'll have those, some of them will be very hands-on. It'll be our students researching the particular topic. Go learn something about this and then come back and let's talk about it as a group. And then other times will be where we bring our experts in and they learn. And that can be done now, as we know, via Zoom. We've got a friend in Texas that we're going to be reaching out to who works in the music industry. And we're like, hey, come help us. Well, we don't have to fly him to Georgia. If he wants to come, we'd love to see him, obviously, but he can use technology and go for it. So that's kind of the day in the life. And then we're going to let our students drive a lot of that as well. So they'll, as we get into it, we'll guide them, but then they'll be able to tell us, let's learn about this. And then we'll assist them in figuring that out.
That's fabulous. That's great. And this is, you know, this is a fresh new approach. I mean, clearly, you guys are very loving. You guys are a very loving family, a very loving group.
Absolutely.
And I imagine that I'm excited for parents, you know, to see that kind of translate and manifest with their kids' education to
absolutely
learn and grow.
That's our driving focus is the kids.
Excellent. So, well, let's wrap it up here with Katie. Katie, we only have about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
So if you could, please tell us, tell us a bit about this virtual information session.
Yeah.
Well as some more information about where folks can learn more.
Sure. So I got a little teary-eyed there, Josh, because Chris, sitting behind the scenes, talks about how much he just desires for kids to know how they're loved. So I really appreciate that you felt that this morning. So thank you for that. ThreeChordsAcademy.com is our website, and we do have a couple of Q&A or Q&D, I like to say, question and discussion, not necessarily answer. Sessions coming up next week. So on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and on Friday at noon, we're going to have those virtual sessions just to hop on actually Google Meet instead of Zoom. And just let some folks ask questions, let us give answers that we do have and have discussion about where we're going, where we're headed, and what it could potentially look like for them to partner with us on this journey for their kids. So three spelled out, chordsacademy.com. And chords is C-O-R-D-S, not musically. No C-H-O-R-D-Z. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. People were throwing, three chords, like a music chord.
So no, not a music chord.
T-H-R-E-E-C-O-R-D-S.
Academy.
A-C-A-D-E-M-Y.
.com. And they can hop on the website and register for those events coming up. Right, Chris? They can hop on there and find that registration. So we'd love to have you guys join us for more conversation.
That's fabulous. All right. Well, check out the website for more information. Don't miss this virtual information session that's coming up. And, of course, check out the video of the program, which will be uploaded to Three Chords Academy's Facebook page. Micah Kilgore, Katie Kilgore, Mandy Donovan, and Mike Frost, thank you all for joining us on the program today.
Yay!
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you,
and thank you all for tuning in at home. We'll see you next time.